The Constitution says each state, no matter how big or how small, shall have two U.S. senators. But at the moment, Minnesota has one. That's because the top contenders for the other Senate seat, Republican incumbent Norm Coleman and Democratic challenger Al Franken, are locked in a court battle. It followed a recount of the November election giving Franken a 225-vote lead. That's out of nearly 3 million votes cast. Lawyers for both candidates presented closing arguments today. Appeals are expected, and as NPR's David Wellner reports, the patience of a lot of Minnesotans is wearing thin.
Until January, Democrat Amy Klobuchar was Minnesota's junior senator. Now she's both junior and senior senator. Klobuchar admits being a bit of an oddity as the state's lone representative in the U.S. Senate.
It is fun to be a stop on the Capitol tour, saying there she is, the only senator. We don't have a lot of friction in our delegation, but it's getting a little old.
Klobuchar says for her, the most immediate impact of not having another Minnesota senator is that it's fallen to her staff to handle all constituent services, and it's taken a toll.
Because they've literally been doing double the work, especially in Minnesota. We've seen a doubling of our casework. And this isn't just people calling about vote this way, don't vote this way. These are people who have real problems, especially with today's economy. Veterans benefits, a Social Security check that doesn't show up, a baby they're trying to adopt in Guatemala that's stalled out because of red tape, and they show up at our office with the picture of the baby.
And while lawyers for Norm Coleman and Al Franken are battling in a St. Paul courtroom, other Minnesotans are complaining. Brooke Bice is a hotel sales manager from the Twin Cities suburb of Robbinsdale.
It is what it is. Let's just get on with the show and get someone there to represent us.
Ann Lease of Minneapolis, who voted for Franken, says her patience, too, is flagging.
I'm willing to go along with the process. I do believe in the process. I believe it's important, given that this was the closest election in Senate history. I do think that it's important that the recount went forward, but I am becoming frustrated with the ensuing court cases. And since there doesn't seem to be an end in sight, that has me worried.
Republicans who voted for Coleman are also growing weary, including Minneapolis banker Preston Koenig.
From what I'm listening to in the news, it's become kind of an old story that they're tired of. And so I kind of feel that same way myself, that it's time to wrap this up and get on with business and do what we need to do to get somebody in the Senate.
Back at the U.S. Senate, though, Republicans seem to be in no hurry to have the Minnesota standoff resolved. John Kyle, the number two Republican, is his party's chief vote counter. Kyle says that what's really at issue is the Democratic majority's ability to find 60 votes to stop a GOP filibuster, which is why Republicans are happy to have frontrunner Franken tied up in court rather than seated in the Senate.
Someone who is not here automatically doesn't count as a vote. They need to produce 60 votes. I don't need to produce 41, so it's really not an issue for me. It's more of an issue for the majority leader.
And for the assistant majority leader, Dick Durbin. The Illinois Democrat is his party's chief vote counter. And with 58 members currently in the Democratic caucus, he says it hasn't been easy rounding up 60 votes to break GOP filibusters.
Every important vote so far has been a death-defying struggle to find one or two more senators. So the absence of a senator from Minnesota has complicated the early days of the session.
With today's closing arguments before a three-judge panel, Coleman's initial court challenge to the recount results may soon come to an end. If he loses, there's a strong possibility he'd appeal to Minnesota's Supreme Court, and then quite possibly all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Amy Klobuchar is now hedging her bets on how long she'll remain Minnesota's sole senator.
I am predicting when the ice melts on Lake Minnetonka. That's April 11th. I'm now maybe amending it to when the ice melts on Rainy Lake. That would be on the Canadian border. That would be May 1st.
And anything later than that?
Well, there's always the Arctic. And I am not ready to concede that.
David Wellner, NPR News.